This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Indian singer Benny Dayal has been making waves for his unique style and his performances in some of Indian cinema's biggest recent hits, particularly his collaborations with acclaimed music composer A.R. Rahman. Benny is performing in Kuala Lumpur with his band, Functuation, at the Malaysia Independent Live Fusion Festival, which is on the 8th of September. Benny is here with me today. Thank you for joining me, Benny.
Thank you so much.
So you've made your debut singing in Indian cinema. Actually, it seems like it was just yesterday, but it was in
2008.
It's been about 10 years.
Yeah.
And what was your background in music before that?
I just did Carnatic music for 14 years. I had done Carnatic music for 14 years, so that's my only backing towards my schooling to music.
You're originally from Kerala, right?
Kerala, originally.
And is this something that was sort of viewed as kind of a crazy dream to want to become a musician?
Yes, of course. Right from the age of 13 or 14, I only dreamt about becoming an artist. And because I was learning Bharatnatyam as a dancer, I used to always be known as a choreographer in school. And when I became a musician, none of my old friends from school could believe that I had become a musician. So,
you've also acted, haven't you?
Yeah, I did try. I worked in this movie called By the People. It was directed by this national award winning director, Mr. Jayaraj. So I thought, okay, he's a great man, you know. So he has casted you. So I'm sure he sees something in me. So I did the movie, but I realized that this profession of acting is not meant for me because, I'm not that dedicated to wake up early morning and, you know, like, be ready, be spot on, learn your lines, learn your dialogues and, you know, make sure you're there to shoot the entire scene in full energy. I'm like, my God, this is too much dedication. I thought, like, my favorite thing is to go to the studio, relax, within an hour or two, finish your song. You know, you have a structure in place and you're very happy and you can go back home. So after that experience, I absolutely decided that I'm not going to act anymore.
But surely singing requires its own sort of rigor,
yes,
and discipline.
It's really amazing because it's an internal feeling that is going and reaching out externally to like millions of people. So that's most comforting for me because that's the one thing I love. I really love it, you know. So if you love it, I think you don't even see the pain or anything when you do it. But acting wasn't my calling, so I had it very much, very clear in my brain after doing that.
And you've sung in so many big movies since then. You've worked with so many big names. What do you think is unique about your style that kind of keeps you, that sort of draws people to wanting to hear more of your music?
I think my style is very urban. At the same time, it's very earthy. Mm. So it's a right combination of keeping it young, but at the same time, it's rooted.
You're particularly known, of course, for your collaborations with A.R. Rahman.
Yes.
What is it like working with him?
It's inspirational, definitely inspirational. But I think it's one of the most organic way of making music because there is no particular method to making music. Music can derive from any angle and you can grab it from any breeze that's passing by you and, you know, it's in your brain, it's in your mind, it's in your heart. So it's always been a purely organic experience to just work with him.
Your style of singing and the songs that you've become known for, they're actually very versatile, very diverse. Everything ranging from very soft romantic numbers all the way to very funky tunes.
Yeah.
How do you balance these multitude of styles and how do you find the different tone and energy to do each of them?
Growing up as a child, I used to listen to so much film music, whether it was Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam. And I realized that, all the singers, no disrespect, you know, absolutely grew up listening to them. That's exactly why I'm here, because I'm inspired by many musicians. I did notice that everybody had a distinct style. And every other song you would, oh, okay, this is sung by this person. Oh, okay, this is sung by this person. So I used to keep thinking to myself, how would it be if I sang and then they couldn't actually recognize me and be surprised if I told them it's actually me? So, you know, I also believe that somehow it just instilled into my brain that every time I sing a song, if it is different from the last one, that means there is something fresh about. It's not about new. It's not about unique. It's about keeping it fresh. So there is a fresh approach to the next song. And that was my kick. So if the person didn't recognize my voice, I'd find that successful. Because I'm reinventing myself every time. And I'm not trying to be Benny the Elf. I'm trying to be a part of the music, which is much more greater than you are. So,
but then in that sense, does it become a challenge to establish a particular voice or a particular identity as a musician?
No, when you do it over and over again and it's a success at your attempt, I think people get used to the fact that, oh, no wonder why. You know, that's a better that's a better hurrah or a better kudos to you than, you know, it's like, ah, either Benny. This is Benny's song, so I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, I actually realized that about your music because the number of songs that you've actually performed in were songs that I never even realized you were one of the singers, or particularly in a lot of A.R. Rahman songs where you kind of come in at these moments that you don't expect.
Yeah.
And that also takes a certain amount of, I'm not sure if humility is the word, but a sense of that you're okay with being in a collaborative process.
Music is about collaboration, right? It's not a one man's effort. Even if, you know, when we travel with Mr. Rahman also, you know, him being the great man he is, he always says, we had a concert in Canada, and it was an incredibly incredible concert. And he was like, he wanted to meet all the musicians in his green room after we were all done. So we all got changed and we went to his room. And he's like, he just said, thank you guys. Thank you so much. You know, thank you for being around while, you know, this entire process goes through. And I just want to say that you guys are all so amazing, and I'd be nothing without all of you. That is the acknowledgement of us being, definitely he's the mastermind behind the entire process. And but, you know, he's grateful that he has musicians to work with. He's grateful that he has singers to perform with. And that actually gives him a sense of, you know, gratification. And that makes us feel gratified too. So it's a mutual feeling. So humility is the only way to go about it.
And how do you think you've evolved as a singer, as a performer, over the time that you've been in this industry?
Yeah, definitely when I started performing, you know, it was all about energy, energy, energy. And definitely I used to prove my musicality in studio. And I was great on live. Everybody said, oh, you know, his live is very energetic and everything. But then I also realized, you know, we need to, as you grow into the career or into the field that you excel in, the point is to keep it dynamic every time, you know, and try and bring a new change every time. Like this time I'm here in Malaysia to perform for MILF 2018, which is, Moja Projects.
Right.
And done by Moja Projects. And there are so many artists. And when I'm coming here to perform in Malaysia, what is it that I'm going to present in terms of music, and how am I going to present it? Those things matter to me. So I have my band Functuation, like you mentioned earlier. And now I have an additional three-piece musician, which is a trombone player, saxophone, and trumpet. And we call them the Horn Flakes. So you get what I'm saying?
So they're separate from Functuation.
Yeah, Functuation is the core.
Right.
But we have a featuring ensemble, not a featuring artist, but a featuring ensemble that's become a new part of the act.
Right. I love that name.
Thank you so much. It is my forte to actually name the different kind of bands I've named. I used to have a band called Subject to Change. Now I have a band called Functuation. I had another band called Groove Number 3. Mm-hmm. I had a band called 3:1. I had a band called Hexachord. So I name all my bands. Right. So it's a great process.
So what is that process of working with the band like? So in this concert, you'll be performing in Functuation and now Horn Flakes.
Yeah.
What will that experience be like for you, and what can the audience expect?
I grew up listening to lots of music, and funk was the most attractive form of expression for me, because funk is something that you can't stop moving your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I started learning dance, and months later only I started learning music. So I always consider myself as a dancer first, and then a musician. And funk is all about groove. It's all about keeping the people on their feet. And interpreting that in Tamil, in Hindi, in Telugu, and giving them a moment of groove where their feet can't control it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's my challenge, and that's my fight. So keeping it that authentic and adding the horn section. So growing up listening to a lot of funk music, horns like horn sections like trombone, trumpet, French horns, bassoon, and everything, tuba, everything used to be, like an attraction to me. I'm like, oh, wow, how I wish I could have an... I used to never think I needed a string section or I need violins and stuff like that, because I see everybody is doing a symphony concert and it's like, how can I do it different? How can I step aside and be unique and at the same time, like, edgy is my only thing. I like to keep it fresh. And not predictable.
We need to go for a break right now.
Sure, definitely.
But when we come back, I'd love to hear more about the performances that we'll see at the concert.
Sure, definitely.
I'm speaking to Indian singer Benny Dayal, who's here in KL to perform in the Malaysia Independent Live Fusion Festival on the 8th of September. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
One, two.
Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to Indian singer Benny Dayal, who is here in KL to perform in the Malaysia Independent Live Fusion Festival on the 8th of September. Now, Benny, you mentioned earlier, of course, that you'll be sharing the stage not just with your band, but also with some pretty big singers from India.
Exactly. We have an incredible ensemble this time for MILF 2018, which is happening on September 8th at Star Expo Exhibition Centre. We have Sean Roldan. He's an acclaimed composer, has done great big movies with great big stars. He's a very close friend of mine too. Then we have Rajesh Vaidya, sir, the great Rajesh Vaidya, on Veena, and he's featuring Satyaprakash and Pooja, who are former winners of Super Singer and now current excelling playback singers in the industry. We have Andrea Jeremiah, the famous actress, and Andrea and I come a long way, because we used to compete in college level competitions and everything. So she's an absolute talent. Being a great actor, she's an incredible singer.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Andrea, growing up from college days, I think, she's an incredible jazz vocalist, and she writes her amazing songs. And then we have Shashi the Don, PU for Life. These are the other artists who are performing who are from this vicinity. So it's going to be a great collaboration. It's going to be great flavors of music happening at the festival this year. And I'm really, really thankful, because playing festivals actually makes me more excited than having my own concerts. Definitely my own concerts make me happy, but I am having my own act, and to share stage with so many other artists and see their acts and probably experience their act just gives you a sense of soul, because every other artist brings their own flavor on stage and presents it to the same audience, and it's a seamless event. It's a seamless effort that is being put up by the organizers, and really kudos to this, because this is exactly what we need today, because we need musicians to come together under the same roof and not be egoistic about their own act.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes music more beautiful.
So will we be seeing you and some of these other performers perform together?
No, they are all separate acts as of now, but just in case... I might want to. I might. I don't know.
There might be some surprises.
Yeah, might. Yeah. So just can't bank on my words. You'll have to come and see the show.
I am actually curious, though, about this notion of fusion music. It's a term that's been bandied about, you know, for quite a
fusion
while.
Fusion is anything, actually. You can fuse Latin music with Indian Carnatic. That's mm-hmm. fusion. Yeah, not only just Carnatic music and, you know, 3-4 instruments playing is alone fusion, because that's exactly what our audience know.
Mm-hmm.
You sing Arabic song with a blues guitarist, that's fusion. You sing play Chinese music with from somebody from Brazil and bring a few, you know, you have mm-hmm. a fused sound.
Mm-hmm.
So fusion is bringing just individual flavors into one act. I think that's exactly what fusion should be. All these things have been existent for years.
Yeah.
Social media is just bringing awareness to mm-hmm. people, and people are aware right now because social media just allows you to access the world sitting in one place, which mm-hmm. is probably what everybody was waiting for all these years, to just sit in one place and access the whole world. Today it's giving a closer platform. I wouldn't say it's a higher platform or mm-hmm. a greater platform. I'd say it just makes people feel a little bit more close to this person's performance or this person's, you know, like a video online somewhere, any platform of social media. And you get to see a 1-minute snippet of how this person, and you have a judgment about him. So that's weird, but it's amazing.
But I do think that for audiences in Malaysia, for instance, a lot of these acts that especially Mojo has been bringing down.
Yes.
It's thanks to the internet that a lot of us got to know them.
That's true.
When they perform in things like Coke Studio.
Yeah.
For a long time, it used to be films that yeah, brought us true. this music.
Yeah, I would say I am one of those people from the Tamil industry to move into Bollywood
mm.
and, you know, find my path over there, find my sound, find my voice as an artist. Because I was in Chennai busy doing everything, and I was also writing my own music at the same time. There wasn't anybody who was writing and putting out their own albums and everything at that time. Of course, people used to play stages, but mm-hmm. not producing and putting it out at the same time. So I'd say in 2011, 2012 was when I produced my first Tamil album and everything. And then finally I realized, I was getting a lot of calls for work in Hindi, in Bollywood. And as I was in Bollywood, I was meeting other independent musicians who were so interested in what I was doing. And then everybody was like, kind of like, okay, why don't you move? Why don't you move here? I said, okay, it'll be a good change for me, so let me move. And I moved, and it was a brilliant balance of being a musician for me. I wouldn't say independent music is a media created term, and that's exactly what classifies music in India. Actually, music is just music. It's mm-hmm. the same 7 notes, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, sa, re, ga, ma, pa, da, ni.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter whether it's this way or that way, as far as you're just doing music. So everybody is like, this is an indie act. I'm like, no, this is a music act. So,
And you're yourself mentor people now. You do some reality shows. You judge yeah. song competitions.
Yes.
What is it that you're seeing that's most interesting that's happening in the scene?
I think, this is very, very personal, which I really need to share it at some point, at some place for people, because everybody watches reality shows. I started out as on national television. I did The Voice India. Mm-hmm. So I was on The Voice India first, and I realized that, you know, a lot of kids today who come on television come for only 2 motives. One is to become famous, mm-hmm. and the second thing is to become a playback singer in movies.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, lots of people keep asking me in Hindi or Tamil, like, you know, what happened to these kids? They are not singing anything in movies. They've just won the competition and there is no more. And that's exactly what I want to address, is because there are lots of people who here in Malaysia who mm. watch a lot of reality TV. And I'd say it's that it's not because they they're not great singers and they're not talented. They're extremely talented. But the problem is today it's not only about being a good singer. It's about having an individual identity as a musician, because every composer out there is looking for something called an X factor in you.
Mm-hmm.
Every composer. And to have an X factor is very, very important, because that really, you know, just separates you away from everyone else. And that's exactly why in music I don't see competition. Music competitions don't make sense, but it makes great television.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I believe that, you know, music should not have any competition, because everyone everyone is individualistically unique. God mm-hmm. created everybody, you know, unique on earth. You look different, I look different, mm-hmm. he looks different, she looks different. So you all sound different too. So there's yeah. no competition. Mm-hmm. It's basically competition comes to the mind, which people don't realize is when they're executing the same style of songs. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important today for every kid sitting out there not to just follow the trend that is happening. Like, oh, he sings that song. Okay, I'll try that song. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's singing that song. Maybe I should also try that song one day. It's good. I have no issues. But then the thing is, nobody's digging deep. Mm-hmm. You know, finding yourself as a person first and then a musician. Because to know yourself as a human being is more important than becoming a musician. Because once you've known yourself, like, okay, this is the person I am. I'm an energetic person, and you know, I love to dance, and you know, I have this quality in me, yeah. and that's exactly what I am, mm-hmm. right? In my music, and I like to be like a chameleon. And, you know, you need to identify that in yourself and dig deep and listen to more music and pay an homage to great people, great musicians, legends, and that's what brings the best out of you. So I think that's exactly what I wanted to share with them. Have more inspiration, listen to more music, and not only film music.
But is that perhaps what's missing? Because that's something I think that as the way we listen to music changes, people tend to only listen to the things that they like and never really expand.
True.
And is that something that is a disconnect in terms of the newer singers?
It definitely is. It definitely is. See, in one way, if you look at, you know, all the singers, let's say all the singers introduced by Rehman, so because we all know in the industry that he was the trendsetter mm-hmm. in terms of casting voices for songs and movies. Now, just for example, first and foremost, Chinna Chinna Aasai was sung by Minmini. Mm-hmm. That itself was a fresh take on music, right? It just makes you feel like, oh my God, I've never felt anything like this. And then came Hariharan sir singing, you know, songs in Bombay and Uire and all that stuff. And then he has iconic voices like Sadhna Sargam, and then Sukhvinder Singh singing Chaiya Chaiya Taiya Taiya. And then they had singers like Karthik come, and then had Naresh Iyer, then they had me, then we have Sid Sriram today. Mm-hmm. You listen to everybody, nobody is anybody. You know, they're all very distinct. Mm-hmm. We are all very distinct. And that is just a message I think he's been passing on to the world. But I think everybody is, what happens is one thing happens and everybody is stereotyped into just doing that. And that's exactly where I come in.
Where you do everything.
Yeah, I won't say everything. Everything is too much. Mm-hmm. I give it a shot.
Going back to your own career, what are some of the most memorable moments now when you look back?
So many, just so many. The first moment where I gave up music and joined a job as an HR, mm-hmm. and I was working in a newspaper as a journalist. I'm a journalism major, and was shifted to HR because, you know, it had to put food on my plate. During that time, I joined the job, and 3 days from joining, I met Mr. Rehman. I thought it was a prank call. And then I went to the studio that evening because they called me twice and told, you need to come to the studio. And when I went to the studio and met him, I think that was one of the most incredible moments of my life, because there was no one else except for him, you know, for me to approach. I approached everybody, and everybody said a big fat no. And he just seeing tunnel vision. Like one of the greatest words, I don't think even Rehman sir will remember, but I will remember because it impacted my life, is that when I sang my... I was recording constantly for him. And there was a time when Shivaji was going to release, and he said like, hey man, your voice is in one of the songs. I'm like, really? He's like, why? Your name has never come on a CD before? I'm like, no. And then he was like, hey, don't worry, man. You've been recording some songs for me right now, right? Let them all release. I think the whole world will work with you. And that was came true. I just can't believe it. That's 2006 when I met him. And he said this, and today it's absolutely true, because I moved from Chennai, working with composers from different languages. I'm singing in 8 to 9 different languages today, in Indian languages. So mm-hmm. it makes me feel proud as an Indian.
Yeah. And what's next for you in terms of music projects?
Music projects. Currently, I myself didn't know. I was back in Chennai working on something with my band. My band and I, we are working on our first Tamil extended play. So it's a Tamil extended play. It's a punctuation project. So I can't name anything because we're all ready with our first video to roll out. And as you know, what atrocities are happening in Kerala, we've just been holding back to send it out at the right timing. We don't want to be obnoxious. And I'm a Malayalian from Kerala, so yeah. I have some consideration as an artist. So I'm just holding back for the right moment. I think now everything is soaring down, so we'll be rolling it out very soon. We have an amazing Tamil track that is coming out, which we have produced as a band together. That is one thing. It's the EP that I've been really putting my life and soul into.
Will we be hearing some of it at the concert?
Very hard, no. Okay. Without releasing the content, I think all it doesn't make sense. Next time we come, I think I'm sure it's...
So you'll just have to come back?
I am going to come back. I know it. I'm coming back. And that is one. And then I just sang for the first time. I've been missing out on a lot of recordings for Mr. Raja, Mr. Ilaiyaraja, for the last 8-10 years. Mm-hmm. Every time he calls me for a recording, I'm traveling somewhere. So I've missed a million recordings of his. And finally, he's caught me. And I've gotten to sing 2 songs for his next movie, Aruvadhuvai the Maniram, which is directed and produced by Mr. Prakash Raj. So I've sung 2 songs, and I've also recorded for another Marathi film for him, which is a great experience for me. I'm damn glad I've recorded for him. That's like a huge milestone in my career, because he's one person whom I really looked up to, and never happened. I've been jinxed from recording for him. So that's that. And of course, a lot of stuff in Hindi, which is yet to release for me. Some in Telugu, some in Marathi. So I'm just always working. That's the only thing I can say.
And what will we be seeing you perform at the concert?
Oh, a lot of beautiful stuff. A lot of my tracks. And I could say it's going to be an unpredictable set. Really worked hard on this set. And 7th, I'm going to have one more rehearsal so that I can be on point when I get on stage, so that I can entertain people. We have a lot of seamless transitions of songs. When we start one song, you might think we're going for the whole song, but then there'll be changes, and please wait for it. They're all good changes. They're all good transitions into different songs.
So one of the things I've noticed about Mojo's concerts is that despite it's billed as a fusion festival, the audience is extremely diverse. Everyone from aunties all the way to kids. And it tends to be something that appeals and has such a broad appeal.
No, it's a brilliant message. The message is music is for everybody, not just you and me. Not just for the musicians and the singers. Music is for everybody. And as far as... And that's, I think, I'm so blessed to say that I think that's the strongest force keeping people sane today in this crazy world.
Yeah.
You know? And to be a musician is the greatest gift, because you can use that power to just make that person feel the right way he wanted to feel when he is down or when he is up or... when he's just feeling something beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for making the time to come to talk to me.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me over. And if I could leave a message in the end is, ladies and gentlemen, please do not miss. It is MILF 2018 happening at the Star Expo Exhibition Center on September 8, 2018, evening 5 p.m. until 11:30. A lot of beautiful artists. We have Sean Roldan, we have Rajesh Vaidya, Sati Prakash Pooja, we have Andrea Jeremiah, myself, then we have our very own Shashi the Don and PO for Life. And if you haven't purchased your tickets, please go to www.airasiaredtix.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, Benny's done most of my job for me. So
I think I should say it, you know, it sounds even better. I'm sure you do this normally. So I'd rather take away that.
Well, I've been speaking to Indian singer Benny Dayal, who's been making waves in various hit Indian films. Benny will be performing with his band, Punctuation, at the Malaysia Independent Live Fusion Festival. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.